Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
It's The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
I think the confidence has come from your preparation and the belief that, you know, you are ready for it, even though you haven't done it a bunch. I've been fortunate to have a lot of great coaches and, you know, kind of mentors around me to help get me ready, and I trust that preparation.
Richie becomes Gardner Minshew tomorrow. Stay tuned for those details. Troy Rank joins us right now. Our fan Broncos insider from Denver 7, courtesy of Tranny Law. Troy, how are you this afternoon?
Doing fantastic, guys. How are you?
Before we get into football, very quickly, last night the Rockies played and won against the Giants in 16 innings. They set a Major League Baseball record, the two teams did, for the most pitchers used in a game. Troy, is that correct? Am I getting all that right?
I believe that is correct, yes, D-Mac.
Do you realize, so we're talking about using the most pitchers, Tommy, in any baseball game of all time between the two teams. Do you know
September
who,
and it's 16 innings.
Do you know who the, but just think about this for a second. If you were any good, wouldn't you be pitching in that game if you were out of the bullpen at some point?
Yeah, you would. I mean, the issue is they're out of it, so you're using guys to get a look for next year.
All right. I just wanted to point out.
Some of those guys, I would hope, will not pitch another inning for the Rockies again. I mean, between Shaw, McGee, and Davis, two of the three can't come back.
I just want
Davis
to
they might get stuck with.
I just want
Davis,
to point out.
This, has to, be about, this has to be about the Landman or something.
The 25th pitcher, the pitcher that set the record, was Brian Shaw. I just had a laugh that they set a major league record for most pitchers used. And the last guy the Rockies were going to use, when all desperation had whittled itself out, was Brian Shaw, who had not pitched for 13 days
he's
prior.
Fresh. They were thinking he's going to be long relief at that point.
But that is just how far Brian Shaw has sunk. I mean, I don't know.
He got another appearance, though. He's hit that bonus.
Troy.
He's back.
Seriously, do you get any lower than that? Do you? And he won the game. He got the save. He didn't win the game. He got the save.
It's a tough situation. He was rested, we'll say that. It's a tough situation because I think he knows they don't want him back. They don't want to use him anymore. It hasn't worked out. And, yeah, when you're the last guy in at that point and it's like 2 in the morning, man. Yeah, like you said, they got him to help for a playoff run. And now he's, you know, making history in a way we never thought would be imaginable.
Okay.
There you go. Got that off your chest, D-Mac.
I just had a laugh.
California tiebreak has something to do that.
Oh, please put it in. Re-entry, California tiebreaker, 11th inning. It's ridiculous. You're playing game for Seagulls last night. It was absurd.
Troy's covering the Broncos now.
That's right. All right, Troy, what's the vibe out there today? Tell us about the injuries.
Well, you guys had it in your sports update. The Bryce Callahan one, I'm not saying I'm shocked, because in talking to teammates for the last 4 weeks, they just never knew when he was going to play, if at all. I mean, I do wonder if he will play this season. I don't know the medical diagnosis, but the foot issue is not healing. Now, he had a procedure done. It was the fifth metatarsal that he hurt last December. He re-injured it on July 27th. They said he's out 4 to 6 weeks, but I mean, honestly, if they're 2-7, 2-8 when he comes back, would he play? I mean, it hurts. You take him. He and Juwan James were their two top free agent signings, and James has played 10 snaps. Callahan hasn't played. James was out there today. He's on track to be back in a couple of weeks. Derek Wolf told me today that he hopes to play this Sunday. I think that's probably a tad ambitious. And they got Josie Jewell and Kareem Jackson dealing with hamstring issues. Andy Janovich will be back, barring something weird. But getting a little healthier and then losing guys at the same time, nature of the beast.
Any way that Callahan duped his way through the when he signed his contract through the physical that he had, or maybe the Broncos overlooked something?
Yeah, the foot was an issue. It was why he was still available, and he didn't get the big money coming off a terrific season. That's the sad thing, is when he's healthy, he's a really good player. Bronco fans haven't seen that because he didn't play in the preseason, hasn't played during the year. You know how it is with physicals and NFL teams. If they want a guy, they can look past certain things. Like when Matt Paradis was leaving, there was concern about his injury, you know, and what teams pass him on a physical. And he passed easily with Carolina. But if there's a guy you want and you can make sense of it, you know, that, oh, yeah, it's there, it's on the MRI, but it's healed, it's an old injury. I mean, you can rationalize any way you want. The sad thing is he was looking good before he re-aggravated it on July 27th. And they do miss him. There's no way around that. Kareem Jackson is going to continue to get better, but the plan wasn't to play him at cornerback. It was to play him at safety with Chris Harris and Callahan at corner, and they missed him. There's just no way around it. They missed his presence.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask about Bosby and Yottam. It seemed like Yottam was sort of benched in the Packers game for Bosby. Is that going to continue this week?
That is the plan. Vic Fangio said Bosby played well enough. He's earned the time. You know, I mean, we've kind of liked Yottam's upside. He's a Boston College guy. He's out of your area there, Tony, but he just wasn't getting any better. I mean, the first game you can say, okay, that's an aberration, tough night starting. They were targeting, but he didn't get any better really against the Bears, and he struggled early against the Packers. And Bosby, sometimes with guys, they're so hungry, who, you know, he was in the AAF, you know, this past spring. They got everything on the line, and sometimes that can be the difference maker, or a guy that just plays with crazy confidence. Like, this is it. I have nothing to lose. I'm going to go out there and leave it on the line. And that's what I saw out of Bosby. Whereas with Yottam, I just see a guy who looks tentative, afraid to make a mistake. Bosby was out there saying, hey, if I make a mistake, I'm going to be on the bench anyway. I'm just going to let it ride. And he did. He had a couple of huge third down pass breakups.
We're hearing a little us against the world from Philip Lindsay. Okay. How is that vibe in the locker room?
Yeah, I mean, the frustration is there, and it is because they don't see themselves as an 0-3 team. You are what you are in the NFL. We all know that. And you can say, well, if this happened, that happened. Well, it didn't. But they do put on the film, as multiple guys told me. So we look at it and say, geez, it's one or two plays. It's not like we're getting smoked. We're getting just crushed here. And, yeah, in Phil's case, he's defiant. That's who he is, though. So I can't say I'm surprised. He kind of lumped the media in with that. Like, if you guys bring it up, you don't believe in us. Well, you know, frankly, it's not our job to believe in them. It's our job to report what they're doing.
Right.
They have the fans are the that's it's the fans. And he talked about, hey, if you're a bandwagon fan, you don't believe, that's fine. But don't come back when we turn this around. I love his defiance. But with fans, I love fans' passion. They have a reason to be angry and upset. And the part of it with Lindsay is I just don't think he has the full context of how bad the last 3.5 years have been and how alarming they have been to Broncos fans. Remember, this team hadn't had back-to-back losing seasons since 1972. So while I love Lindsay's defiance, I do, fans are jarred by this. This is not normal. This is how the other half of the NFL lives, and it's just bad. You know, multiple quarterbacks, multiple coaches, long losing streaks. I mean, it's just been a jarring issue for Broncos fans who are understandably frustrated.
Troy, great stuff. We appreciate it. We'll catch you on Denver 7.
You got it, Tip.
Troy Rank, brought to you by Tranny Law. When we come back, we've had a chance to really look at the Jaguars. We'll get Tom's breakdown of it next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.